My text is from the first book of Samuel, chapter 3, verse 9. Speak, Lord, thy servant hears thee. In the Reverend Frank Topping's book, All the Days of My Life, he says that some people in the BBC describe the music on Radio 2 as wallpaper music. Now, the reason for that description is that some BBC audience research found that a lot of people turn Radio 2 on and then leave it turned on for a long time, and sometimes all day. And so it's as if the people are just wanting some comfortable background music rather than music they actually want to listen to. And so it's rather like wallpaper. It's something nice to have surrounding you, but you don't really look at it. And so it's important that we not only hear, but also we listen. Frank Topping goes on to say that he lives in the countryside, and so he hears the bird singing a lot. But he says that he hears the singing without really knowing it. And that's because he's not tuned in. It's just a background sound. And if he were really listening properly, he'd be able to say, oh, that's a blackbird, or that's a thrush. God speaks to us in many different ways. And one of the ways in which we hear his voice is through the Bible. We may hear it day by day, or we may hear it week by week. But sometimes, do we hear it without really listening to what it's saying to us? If this is the case, we need to tune in to the Word of God so we not only hear a voice, but we also listen properly and try to apply it to our lives. Our Old Testament reading was that well-known story of the boy Samuel in the temple at Shiloh. And he's asleep one night, and the Lord calls out to him. But Samuel doesn't realize it's the Lord. He thinks it's his master, Eli. And so he goes to Eli and says, you called me. And Eli says, no, I didn't call you. Go back to sleep again. And this happens three times. And on the third occasion, Eli realizes that it's the Lord God who is calling Samuel. And so he says to Samuel, the next time the voice calls, say, speak, Lord, thy servant hears thee. And so, like Samuel, we need to say to God, speak, Lord, thy servant hears thee. Our New Testament reading was the parable of the sower. And that parable is followed by some very obscure words, and it's difficult to understand the meaning of them. But Jesus says to his disciples and close followers that those outside the kingdom of God may look and look, but not hear, but not see, and they may hear and hear, but not understand. What do these words mean? Well, maybe what Jesus is saying is that some people can hear God's voice without realizing that it's God who is speaking to them. And so they don't listen, they don't see, they don't understand. What I'm saying is that we need to be tuned in to God's voice. Then we will realize that the Lord is speaking to us. We will listen, understand, and apply it to our lives. But if we're going to respond, we need to be tuned in to God. And so how can we be tuned in to God? Well, I put it to you, this means that we've got to be sincerely interested in the Lord. If we're not interested, we're not going to listen. If you're anything like me, over the years, you'll have had a lot of people knocking at your door or ringing the bell, and you've gone and opened the door, and it's salesmen. It always used to be double glazing salesmen. Now it tends to be different people. Maybe someone wanting to do your garden or get you to sign up a direct debit to a charity and so on. And as soon as I see the folk and realize who they are, I just say to them, sorry, I'm not interested, goodbye, and I close my door. But on the other hand, if someone comes and knocks at my door, and it's someone from the church, or it's a friend, or someone in genuine need, then I listen. I may well invite them to come in, and also I may well take some action. When we're interested in the person, and when we're interested in what that person is saying to us, it's then we're likely to listen and respond. And even more important is if we love the person. Because if we love the person, we are going to care about them. We're going to want to help them to be happy. And we want them to know that we are genuinely interested in them and their welfare. And so it's when we love the person that we're going to properly listen, understand, and respond. And it's the same with God. We need to be interested in God, and we need to love God, and then we'll respond to him. And we remember Jesus' first commandment is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. And so, when we love God, we will hear him more easily. We will listen more readily, and we will respond more willingly. And if we're truly interested in God and love God, then we'll hear God speaking through a wide variety of things, For God not only speaks through the Bible, hymns, and prayers, but he can speak to us through nature, through wonderful human inventions, and through other people. For those who love God and who are tuned into God, God will speak to them in nature. He speaks to us through the regularity of day and night and the seasons of the year. He speaks to us through the beauty of flowers and trees, meadows and hills. He speaks to us through the wide variety of nature, insects, birds, fish, animals. And he speaks to us through the wonderful mineral resources, gas, coal, oil, and so on. And so we need to be looking for God to speak to us in nature. And then we will want to worship, praise, and thank him for creation that surrounds us. God can also speak to us through the wonderful modern human inventions. Think of the car. I would imagine that we often take it for granted. It takes us from A to B. It may take us to our daily work, or to visit family and friends, or for a day out in the countryside. I was once driving a long journey, and I sent a prayer up to God. I thank God for my car. I thanked him for the natural resources and the skill of the human mind which had invented the car. I felt a sense of wonder in that I haven't a clue how the car works, and yet I'm able to drive it. And I had a sense of gratitude for the benefit and the pleasure that the car brings to me. And think of the other wonderful human inventions that we use day by day. The electric light, hot and cold running water in our homes, the radio, television, computer, and so on. And if we love God and are tuned into God, God can speak to us through other people. It may be that someone helps us in some way. They are kind to us, give us an encouraging word, support us in trouble. Well, if we're tuned into God, we'll want to thank God for those people and their kindnesses. And then maybe we come across someone who is ill or bereaved or has been made redundant or is lonely. And if we tuned into God, God may say to us, show us some way in which we can support and care for those people. God speaks to us in many ways, but we need to listen to him. And so we need to be tuned into God, and then we will hear God's voice, listen to him, understand, and respond. For those who love God, God speaks to us in many different ways. Amen.